Manhattan socialite and biotech entrepreneur Samuel Waxell was indicted by a grand jury yesterday on 13 counts of insider trading, securities fraud, perjury, obstruction of justice, and bank fraud. Waxell is the former CEO of ImClone. NPR's Snigdha Prakash joins me now to tell us more about Sam Waxell and ImClone.
Sam Waxell, Renee, is a 54-year-old immunologist turned entrepreneur. He often shows up in the pages of the New York tabloids because he has friends like Martha Stewart, who was also an investor in ImClone. ImClone's the company that Sam founded with his brother Harlan in 1984. It was the darling of the biotech world last year because it was supposed to produce a miracle cancer drug.
So what happened? How did Waxell end up being charged with insider trading?
What happened is what often happens in biotech. The drug hit roadblocks, big ones. According to yesterday's indictment, on the 26th of December last year, Waxell found out that the Food and Drug Administration had decided that ImClone's clinical trials were so flawed that they weren't even going to accept the company's application for drug approval. Waxell knew his company was in trouble, but he also knew that he personally was in trouble because according to the indictment, he was $75 million in debt, and most of that debt was guaranteed by his ImClone stock. The way these debts work, when the stock falls, the bankers call the debt, and if you don't have the money to pay them back, they sell the stock, even if they're just getting fire sale prices.
And what did Waxell do?
Well, he got busy on the phone. According to the indictment, on the night of the 26th and the morning of the 27th of December, he made several phone calls to people whom the indictment refers to as Tippy Number One and Tippy Number Two. We know from other accounts that those are Waxell's father, Jack, and his younger daughter, Eliza. Prosecutors, of course, don't know what the Waxells said to each other, but they're connecting the dots because after those phone calls, both Waxell's father and daughter started making calls of their own to their brokers. And in 2 days, they sold about $11 million of ImClone stock. They wouldn't have made all that money if they had waited to sell.
There are those other new counts, obstruction of justice and bank fraud.
That's right, Renee. Many of these allegations were first made back in June when Waxell was arrested. He's out on bail, of course. Yesterday's indictment included new allegations that Waxell and his father and daughter lied to investigators from the Securities and Exchange Commission about their phone conversations last December, and that Waxell instructed someone to destroy relevant documents. There's also an unrelated and very serious count of bank fraud, which carries a 30-year prison term. The indictment says Waxell secured a $44 million loan from Bank of America with ImClone shares he didn't own, and that he even forged a document when the bank demanded that he prove ownership.
So what's next?
Well, prosecutors will have to prove their case against Waxell, and the ImClone probe continues. One thing many people want to know is if Martha Stewart also acted on a tip when she sold her shares, her ImClone shares, just before the FDA's decision became public.
Thanks much, NPR's Snigdha Prakash.